Gardening is actually a lot of physical work. It's digging holes, pulling weeds, moving dirt around, and like building. And it makes me pretty sweaty. I get pretty disgusting. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I'm the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Here in Colorado, spring has absolutely sprung, and I've been able to enjoy a number of afternoons outside in the backyard with a beer in my hand. So on today's episode, I want to talk about what's in my glass. What are my favorite crushable porch sippers to pair with different types of backyard activities? Let's get going. Now, the warmer weather is not only bringing the grass and the flowers back from the dead, but it's also bringing wedding season. Right now, for me, I'm the age where every holiday, long weekend, nice day, like anything special that's going on in the universe, I hop on social media and like, pow, pow, like, all directions, somebody new is getting engaged. Now, me personally, I have always been wedding obsessed since I was little, but now that I'm a grown up and I have some married friends, I'm learning that wedding planning is actually like really hard and pretty stressful. So for all my craft beer brides out there, we at Beer Feelings have created the Boozy Bride Hub. So you can check it out at beerfeelings.com/bride. Don't worry, I'll put that in the show notes so you don't even have to think about it. But here you'll find different ideas on how to infuse your big day with our favorite beverage. And if you live in Colorado, we've listed over 50 breweries that have rentable space for either your rehearsal dinner or reception or really whatever you want to have planned. So for all the boozy brides out there, let me and my team help you out. We're going to help you plan a wonderful beer-infused day of wedded bliss. So beerfeelings.com/bride. It's new. Check it out. So, okay, on to porch sippers. Now, as you guys know, if you've been following the podcast for a minute, I really like to pair my beer with moments or feelings, if you will. So that's what we're going to do on today's episode. I'm going to give you my recommendation on what I would drink and what I do drink if I were to go to a backyard barbecue, if I were working out in the garden, and then finally, if I wanted to enjoy some solo rays back on my Adirondack chair, starting with the backyard barbecue. When I bring beer, just me personally, to a barbecue or any social event where I'm not totally sure of all of the food being served, I want to make sure of three things. First, the beer that I choose always plays well with a different number of flavors. Second, that the beer isn't so boozy that it's going to knock everybody on their butt after just one. We want to hang out for a number of hours, right? And then finally, I want to choose something that's a little more budget friendly so I'm not like mean and don't want to share because it's like a really valuable beer. So for my potlucky barbecue beer, I am going to choose a wit beer. It's sunshiny. It's easy to drink. It's not too heavy, but still it's something interesting. It's not just like a boring beer. And the citrus notes in there are going to help enhance anything that's a little smoky or salty, which we're going to see a lot of at these type of events. From what I've experienced and kind of the friends that I hang out with, this beer is pretty universally liked by everyone from kind of craft beer snobs to macro beer drinkers. So it's going to be a winner. The extra bonus of this beer is it's super easy to find. And there are a number that are available that are a little more budget friendly. So my personal choice for this scenario is going to be White Rascal by Avery Brewing Company. On to my time in the garden. I really started gardening because my fiance Aaron was into gardening and it was something that we could do together. In my brain, when I'm thinking of gardening, I'm thinking of colors and the smell of flowers and like all these pretty things. But for us, and probably for you, if you're a gardener too, gardening is actually a lot of physical work. It's digging holes, pulling weeds, moving dirt around, and like building. And it makes me pretty sweaty. I get pretty disgusting. So for this activity, I'm looking for a beer that's mindless to drink, thirst quenching, and effortless. So my choice is going to be the rice lager. Now the rice in here is added in with the grains when it's being brewed, and it's going to make this beer extra light and just a little baby bit more sweet, which when I'm warm, simply cannot be topped. This is another lower ABV beer. So when I'm dehydrated due to all the water I'm losing through my sweat, it's not going to make me feel like really poopy later. It's just going to help me feel a little more refreshed. So my personal favorite, if you're looking for a gardening beer, is going to be from Four Noses Brewing Company, and it is called Puffed Jasmine. It's fabulous. You need to give it a go. And then finally, what am I drinking when I just need some R&R by myself? Now, our backyard has a little hill that like it goes up from the house, and we have some Adirondack chairs like halfway up, and you can kind of look down into our chicken coop. And then around the chairs, there's lots of room for a dog Bucket to run around and play. So I love going to the backyard, especially like in the middle of a stressful work day, because there's a lot to kind of like mindlessly look at, but no screens anywhere or like tasks that require my attention. So for this beer, I'm going to look for something with just a little bit of intrigue, but still pretty sting, easy breezy to match my mood outside. Let's see. You could probably ask me what sounds good in this scenario on three different occasions, and I'm going to give you three different answers. But in this moment, on this day, when I'm recording this episode, what sounds especially great is specifically a lavender blonde, not just any blonde. A lavender blonde. Now, I've had two different versions of this beer that I absolutely loved. They were from different breweries, different seasons, and they just like, that's my backyard beer. If you're able to find one, definitely has like a cool mellow spa vibe, but they're not boring, which I like. Like they're relaxed, but they give you something to think about. So my favorite of the two is from a little brewery here in Denver. It's called Chain Reaction Brewing Company. And this beer isn't always on tap. So I'm sorry if I'm making you like want it, but if you go there and you find it, just buy a lot of it and then you'll have plenty to get you through the year. So that's going to be my rec for my solo Adirondack chicken watching relaxation spa beer. So that's it. Quick, simple episode for this week. Those are my porch sipping recommendations. I'd love to hear what you like to drink when you are out in the sunshine. Go ahead and send me your thoughts either on Instagram, just at Beer Feelings, or shoot me an email at info@beerfeelings.com. But that is it for this episode, you guys. I hope you're having a great weekend. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon or whenever you're listening. And that no matter what you choose to do, that you are doing it in the sunshine with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch you next week. Cheers.